Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, looking unto Jesus, who is come before. Christ our royal master, lead against the foe. Forward into battle, stay his banner go. Onward, Christian soldier, onward, Christian soldier, marching as to war, looking unto Jesus, who is come before. Brother and sister, good morning. Today is March 13, 2024. And this is our daily devotion. The book we are using is called The Hope of Heaven, written by the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Pastor E.A. Adeboye. The topic for our today's devotion is Bold Soldier. The topic once again is Bold Soldier. A memory verse is taken from Philippians 3:13. Philippians 3:13. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before. Let's do it one more time. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before. Philippians 3:13. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth on those things which are before. Our Bible reading this morning is from Philippians 3, verse 12 to 15. Philippians 3, 12 to 15. And I'll be reading the NLT version. I don't mean to say that I have already achieved those things, or that I have already reached perfection, but I press on to possess that perfection for which Christ Jesus first possessed me. No, dear brothers and sisters, I have not achieved it, but I focus on this one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. I press on to reach the end of the race and receive the heavenly prize for which God, through Christ Jesus, is calling on. Let all who spiritually mature agree on this thing. If you disagree on some point, I believe God will make it plain to you. That's the end of today's Bible reading. Our topic once again is Bold Soldier. Many people dwell on their past achievement in the kingdom of God. They talk about the days they were on fire for God, how they used to pray for long hours, and how they used to win souls for God. Currently, however, you cannot see any sign of that same zeal they talk about in them. These are the kind of people we call old soldiers. Where I come from in Nigeria, an old soldier is this in this context is someone who used to be very active in the army, but after a while became old, unfit, and irrelevant. Old soldiers in this sense are Christians who used to be very vibrant, win souls for God, heal the sick, and perform many wonders in Jesus' name. However, somehow they started to lose their zeal and became unfit, so that now when people are talking about zealous Christians, they hardly mention them. Such Christians have moved from hot to cold in the things of God. If this describes you, then you need to retrace your step and return to your first love. You need to go back to the day when you put God's will above your comfort and convenience, the day when the things of the world were not enticing to you, and all you care about was doing the will of God. You need to go back to those days, because being an old soldier in the body of Christ is a very dangerous thing. Jesus Christ said in Luke 9:62 that if anyone places his hand on the plow and look back, it's not fit for the kingdom of God. To God, past glory is gone. What is more relevant to him is your current spiritual state. In Ezekiel 18:24, he said that if someone has been righteous all his life, but turn around and start sinning, if that fellow dies, he or she will be condemned. As far as God is concerned, the path of righteousness will shine brighter every day until the perfect day, which is the day he sees Jesus in glory. Like Apostle Paul said in Philippians 3:13, forgetting those old days of glory and begin to seek God afresh. Make your Bible your best friend more than ever before. Intentionally set out quality time to pray daily. Look for a vibrant fellowship of believers that you can associate with regularly, and ensure that your seal for God's kingdom keep growing. The key point in today's daily devotion is, if the body of Christ, in the body of Christ, all soldiers are fallen soldiers. Don't be one. That's the end of today's daily devotion. Let somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'll see you tomorrow.